CliffCentral.com. Grace, I praise the Lord. Versace store, the world is yours. We're not the saw, we're not the saw. Paparazzi, when
all right. AKA with the world is yours. Hey, let's go to Rob in Amsterdam. You know Rob.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Rob, what's up, brother?
Oh, dear.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. Are you ready for Wednesday? How's your Wednesday looking?
Yo, I'm not even going to work today, man. I'm pretty chilled. But, like, yeah, I just had to phone in because you guys have been, like, I've been listening to you for, like, the most part of this year.
Uh-huh.
Like, so I just had to give a shout out. When are you guys going offline or on holiday again?
23rd, next week, Friday. But do you have any, you've been listening for a while, any tips on how we could improve?
No, man, like, I don't know, you got, okay, like, obviously I told you that I missed Dickheads of History by Ben, like, that was one of my favorite things.
Like,
I don't know why, I just like history like you, but
yeah,
for me, like, over the past week, like, top things that, because I always listen to you and I ride to my work on my bike, but I've almost fell off a few times because of the shit you guys say, like, okay, when Ben said Spider-Man and can join the DA yesterday or some shit, like, that was fucking insane.
Ah, that was brilliant.
I don't know where Ben gets this shit. He just comes out with these chirps on, like, in the, out of nowhere, and it just crackers.
Rob,
that was fucking hectic.
Just remind us, what is it that you do again for a living? What's your job?
Okay, so I run social media for a group of gyms called David Lloyd.
Okay.
So like
what kind of gym
Instagram
is that?
Instagram, and it's like a very upmarket gym. It's like family based, like affluent family based. So like you bring your kids, they have like a creche and they got like a pool and they do all these like weird. They have like saunas and baths and like I don't know. It's just like all this crazy shit.
Sounds nice.
So yeah, it's cool. It's like so
what
I
do
just
you
work in an office?
What do you do for Christmas?
So basically, I don't have any family here for Christmas, so I'm thinking about going to a nightclub and drowning my sorrows.
No, that's not a bad idea. I mean, there's plenty to choose from in Amsterdam, right?
Yeah, no, it's fine, you know, like, I've spoken to my family and stuff. I'm going back in March to see them for, like, 2-3 weeks, so I'm really excited. I've been missing, like, the SA weather. Yeah, it's, like, not bad, like, 8 degrees, but, yeah, this winter's, like, everyone said, oh, this winter's going to be hectic, but, I mean, I've taken a chill. I mean, it must be, like, that kind of South African steeze where you just kind of take it as it grows. I haven't really, you know, been affected by the winter, you know, just got a good attitude towards it, buckled up, you know.
What kind of winter do you have in Amsterdam? I mean, it's pretty chilly. I mean, you felt quite far.
Yeah, like
there's a lot of snow.
So there was one day when it was like -3 the whole day, and I was riding to work, and the whole lake was frozen in Vondel Park. I was like, whoa, dude! I went home and I checked the flights home. Like, I was just checking, you know, seeing if I could do it.
Yeah, it was horrible.
But, like, after that, yeah.
How's your Dutch?
Oh man, terrible, man. Terrible. Like, I've got a Dutch girlfriend, but the thing is, like, it's just impossible to learn it, man, because everyone at my work seems to just speak English to me, and then, like, I've tried to learn a couple words, but it's really technical, just the grammar and how to learn it, and then Amsterdam, everyone speaks English, so it's not like you're going to come across people who just, like, don't want to speak English, like, everyone, I work with clients all the time, and they just speak English, because it's very international, you know, so it's just...
Seen any famous people around Amsterdam lately?
Seen any?
Famous people around Amsterdam.
No. Like, I've had in the gyms, they have a few, like, Dutch celebrities and stuff.
Dutch
but celebrities. No one, like...
Like, who's an important Dutch celebrity? Would we know any of these people?
Okay. Yeah. I don't know if you know, they had a huge fight the other day. Buddy Harry or something, and some other guy called Rocco. I don't know if you guys know about the fights. Like,
Buddy Harry
like
and Rocco.
Kickboxing world championship shit.
Sorry.
Yeah, but anyway, also just one more thing. Guys, this, I think it was like 2 weeks ago, but it was like such a funny thing.
Yeah.
When you came in ballsy in the morning, like obviously like you're like super on it and the rest of the team was like chilling and then you got so heated and then Mbali was just like,
put me
down, dude. That
exactly.
was like...
That was her.
Oh, man, that
every
was
year in December, my buddy has one explosion morning, and this one was very muted by comparison. But she's allowed.
It's funny just like listening to the dynamic of the team. Like, it's just for me, like, I feel like I just listen to you guys every morning, like part one, part two, part three. And luckily, I never really get to listen live because I don't wake up at the same time, but I just download all the podcasts. I also listen to Renegade Report, which is really awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been listening to Frankly Speaking. I also like it because they get heated. Like, it's a what's his name? Andrew Levy and
Rory Chabalala, partner. Yeah.
Rory just gets so hectic, but I love it though. He gets like he really gets emotional and shit. And I dig listening to that podcast and stuff. And I see you were on Renegade Report yesterday. I actually listened to that podcast. It was really cool.
Oh, you've already listened to it?
Yeah, man. I like up to date with that shit. I go to work, and then when I get to work, bro, I just plug in my earphones and like just straight out listen to like all three sets. So,
beautiful,
yeah, man. It's been really cool.
Listen, we love you, man, and have a good Christmas in Amsterdam.
Yeah, man. Thanks, dude. And I'm keen for you guys to listen to you like the whole next year because my contract's got renewed, so I'm here for another 7 months. Bro.
Yeah, keep talking to us, Rob. We really like hearing from you.
Cool. I'll phone in again soon, guys. Thanks for being there for me, man.
Cool, bro.
Okay, cheers. Enjoy it. Have a good one, guys.
Cheers, Rob.
Happy New Year. Right.
There he is. There's Rob, straight out of Amsterdam. Just to let us know that he's listening every single day, and sounds like he's got an interesting life going on there, right? Huh? Sounds like he's having fun.
Sure, Rob, hey?
These gyms are fancy. I just googled the gyms he works for.
They
look cool.
Yeah. Well, it's Amsterdam. Apparently they're very fit people, the Dutch. They're also the tallest people in Europe.
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah, the Dutch are the tallest people and biggest penises.
Oh.
I saw some survey a while ago. The Dutch
You made one of those three up.
No. All of them. They are quite fit.
Are they women tall too?
Their women are tall too.
But they don't have the biggest penises.
No. No. That they don't. All right, listen, there are a couple of new emoticons out, right, Mubs?
Yes, Apple have released 104 new emojis for you.
Really?
We all get excited when we get new emojis, don't we? So let's go through some of these. The additional emojis include, well, there's a gorilla. Because, you know.
A Harambe.
There's a Harambe. There's a gorilla.
Okay.
Rashes of bacon. I don't.
It's the most important thing to some people. Bacon. People are obsessed with bacon.
Mm.
You know, they love them some bacon.
It is delicious. An avocado. A half an avocado with the pip still in it.
Yeah,
if you ever find a use for that. Let's see what else we've got here. We've got a whiskey glass, very important.
Right.
Because up until now we've had beer
glass. The wine glass, the martini
glass.
It's a problem because you never know. You say, like, come for drinks. You can put martinis up.
Yeah.
Are you James Bond?
Is there a champagne glass already?
Because
they should throw that. They might as well throw that all the glasses in.
Yeah.
They should, you're right.
Give us one of those.
There should be a champagne flute, a cognac glass.
Right.
Yeah.
And a tequila shot. They don't have one of those.
Then they've got a face palm emoji.
Uh-oh.
That's going to be handy.
Finally.
That's really going to be
handy.
I'm
actually updating myself for right now.
I like that.
Yeah.
They've also got fingers crossed emoji.
Oh, I've been waiting for that one for so long. Seriously. Like,
really?
Okay, now my wall is... That's it. 2016 is not saved. I mean, how often do you ever have a message and you're just thinking, oh, I had the fingers crossed emoji?
You know, you're right. These are the little things that make our lives much easier, right, Ben?
Yeah, I've actually used the thumbs up emoji incorrectly purely because there hasn't been
fingers crossed. Yeah.
Mm. Then they've got two hands shaking. You know when you greet someone and you shake hands?
Ah, see that business deal. There we go.
Yeah, they've got an emoji for that.
I've got a meeting. Two hands shaking.
They've got an emoji for, you know when you've got your hand and the thumb is up, but then your pinky finger is pointing down. I don't know what that means. But that's what they've got.
Your
thumb is sticking out, and then your pinky is also sticking out, like it's pointing out.
It's like a yeah, man.
Yeah, like a
lecker.
Yes, like a that thing. Yes.
All right, I got you.
Okay, what else have we got here? There's butterfly, paella, scooter, a clown, judge, astronaut, a pilot. A shrugging emoji.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's useful. I don't know.
Yeah, because often we don't know in life.
How many new emojis?
104.
Wow, it's a lot.
It's a lot. So
all right.
You guys must you must install your emojis. And
let's
you,
do it.
And then you must send me a few because I'm on Android.
Oh, shame.
I don't have.
You're not allowed to use those.
I don't have.
It really is two different
I mean, these
worlds.
Are Apple emojis. So I don't know what Android will be doing.
Okay, well, or have been doing. You know, it's amazing. These are the little things that make Christmas special.
Absolutely.
Just to validate a story here, Gareth, the Hungarians have bigger cocks than the Dutch.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yep. They've got an average 6.5 inch and the Netherlands 6.2.
Okay, well, now we know. Thanks, Ben. Who would have guessed that, huh?
Basically,
the world average of penis length is the same as an iPhone 6. So that's an average penis.
Oh, really? Yeah. Is that what they say?
Yep.
Not the iPhone 6 Plus?
No, that's more Democratic Republic of Congo.
Okay.
Congo is the best, by if you were wondering. Congo's got an average of 7 inch flaccid.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, they do.
Good for them. Flaccid.
But look at those Hungarians, eh? Dark horses with a 6.5.
Who knew? Listen, we've spoken quite a lot about the SABC inquiry. I see it's still the trending topic of the morning. People are just dumbfounded that this SABC board is just so useless. And here's Phumzile van Dam at the SABC inquiry. Listen to her laying it on.
I'm not aware. I wasn't there. I don't know. Or you change your position and you mislead this committee. What on earth have you been doing as the chairperson of the SABC board?
Ooh. Isn't that a great question? It's like you don't know. You're not sure. What the hell? And he just sits there like poor old Prof. Maguve. He's like a buffalo caught in the headlights of an oncoming car. He's a buffalo. It's the only way to describe it. It's amazing that this guy ended up in charge of the SABC as the chairperson of the board. Amazing. But there are other stories going on that we need to talk about. There's this coup plot, which... I keep forgetting his surname.
Mokotedi
says is going on that there are these four people who've been plotting to overthrow the republic. They've been charged with treason on the basis of these. Well, they haven't been charged. He's accused them of treason. He has no evidence. He will not reveal his sources. So who knows whether he's got a point here or not. But that's all we've got for now, right, Mubs?
Well, actually, I've got an update for you. But I mean, you know, it's almost time for headlines, so I don't know.
Well, I mean, if it's important, you know, we've got to make time for the things that people need to know, especially if it's breaking news. Don't you think, Ben?
I totally agree, Gareth.
All right, everybody, sit tight. Here it is.
Very dramatic.
Just sat in the background.
Yes.
It's like a brontosaurus being rogered.
Very dramatic.
Oh, okay, let's try again. Come on.
Okay.
You can't laugh at your breaking news, jingle.
Sorry. So, Prince Mukadedi has been challenged to a live polygraph test.
Oh, yeah?
And he may face a case of defamation.
That's exciting.
Yeah. Who has challenged him? Robert McBride has challenged the Gauteng Hawkshead to a lie detector test and explain his reliance on a single unnamed source.
Hmm. All right, there we go. That is your most important... Coming up next, we'll look into the other headlines. Martin Garrix, and it's Wednesday. You ready? It's the 14th of December, baby. Just around the corner. Before you know it, Christmas is here, the new year, and then you're back into the swing of things for 2017. But for those people who have not had a holiday yet, I am on your side. We know you deserve a holiday. Let's get into some news with Mabale Moloi. Here are the headlines you need to know at 7:30. Go for it, Mubs. Take it away. It's all yours.
The Umkhonto weSizwe Military Veterans Association are going to be honoring a number of people who have contributed to the radical transformation of South Africa.
Yeah.
According to the chairperson, Kebima Patswe. They're going to be honoring individuals such as Claudie Motsoeneng.
No.
Former Eskom boss Brian Molefe.
No.
And SAA board chairperson Dudu Mieni.
No.
Because they've changed the lives of South Africans, especially members of the MKMVA.
These guys are so, it's so obvious to see who these people are now. Like, there's a cabal of morons. These very, very, very poorly academically and intellectually capable people who are banding together now, and come hella high water, they've got to support each other. So there's Kevin Mapatswe, Dudu Mieni, Brian Molefe,
Claudie
Motsoeneng, Prof Maguve, Ellen Chabalala, who else? Who am I leaving out here? The Minister of Sport, the Minister of Home Affairs. And now they're all like banding together because they've, it's, oh, guys, the waves are coming. We just better hold on to each other's hands.
Is Sean Abrams in there?
Yeah, Sean Abrams, Sean the Sheep.
Shame, man. Sean the Sheep. Colin Mayen is probably in there. Or as you like to call him.
Oros.
Yeah, there you go. The awards take, the ceremony takes place tomorrow.
Oh, there's a ceremony?
Yes, Gareth.
Who's going to go to this?
This is a big deal. Wow. The ceremony takes place tomorrow. Mapatswe explains Molefe has introduced a procurement policy that a certain percentage should go to members of the MKMVA. He says that some of their members who have businesses already benefiting from Eskom and have engaged with Mieni to also consider them. And those are just some of the reasons why some of these individuals are being honored tomorrow.
Excuse my...
Okay, I mean, it's going to happen whether you like it or not.
Uh-huh.
All right, then UCT have announced their fee hikes for 2017, which will affect the quote-unquote rich and international students. So those are the two categories of students that will be expected to pay an 8% increase.
Why?
In 2017. The UCT Council noted that for these students, since there was no fee increase in 2016, this in effect amounts to a 4% increase per year for tuition and a 5% increase per year for accommodation.
Why should... I don't understand this. So they actually are blatantly saying now that if your parents worked really hard and earned a lot of money and sent you to university, they're going to pay the full price.
The students who are considered rich,
yeah,
come from incomes above 600,000 rand a year. That is the number that they have decided, you know, is the benchmark. So if your family earns under 600,000 rand a year, you won't be expected to pay increases in 2017.
All right.
The council said no student accepted on academic grounds will be prevented from studying at UCT for reasons of affordability. That is their reason.
Okay, good luck to you guys. I also think that if any of these families that are now being penalized just because you have money and because maybe you've worked really hard to get that money, because that's what it sounds like to me, it's a kind of economic penalization program, what you should do is not give any money to the, as an alumnus of this organization, you should not give them any kind of grants. Why help an organization that clearly has no intention of helping you?
The universities say that they are also committed to continuing financial aid support for students in the so-called missing middle. Students from the Southern African Development Community, so SADC countries, they will also be expected to pay increases next year.
Shame. So if you come from Zim, where your parents have struggled enough just to get you out of Zim, now you have to be penalized again because you're from out of the country. We really are a bunch of xenophobic, resentful shitheads, aren't we? Good for UCT. See how long they last.
And then the public protector, Busisiwe Mkhwebane, paid a courtesy call to the president yesterday. Mm. And this is according to a statement released by the presidency.
Was this to get her new instructions for the upcoming year?
Well, according to the presidency, Gareth, this was the first meeting between the two since Mkhwebane was appointed, where the president apparently congratulated Advocate Mkhwebane on her appointment. He also pledged his support, as well as the support of government and cooperation, as she fulfills her constitutional responsibilities. Mm. The president also reiterated the importance of all Chapter 9 institutions during the meeting. And Advocate Mkhwebane thanked the president for the opportunity to meet, and she said that she looks forward to constructive working relations with government.
Hmm. You believe her?
Hey, man.
She wants to be constructive with the president, that's for sure. We've seen that already. Okay, let's get into some sport with Ben. Here it is.
Right, so test cricket this weekend. We've got India versus England. Right, I think about that for a second because there's only one team in this series. India have already won it 3-0, and they're going to play a fifth ODI, which will probably be 4-0. Virat Kohli in the form of his life. He's now up to number 2 in the world rankings. And well, England, they've just got to the point where they're already conceding that this is a fact-finding and lesson-learning trip. That's what the talk of losers, they would say. The more interesting, though, we've got another day-night test. The pink ball is back, Mavs, for this weekend. It's just happening all the time now.
Yeah.
This will be the fourth pink ball test match. It will take place between Australia and Pakistan at the Gabba. Now, none of that sounds too interesting, other than the fact that it's going to be taking place at the Gabba. Now, the Gabba is in Brisbane. Brisbane is a tropical place. So, if you ever think the pink ball is going to do stuff under lights, well, it's going to do a lot. Because here we've got darkness falling very quickly, as it does in tropical places. And it's going to swing a lot at night. You've got extra humidity in the air, extra moisture. And this pitch has always been a bit fiery before in normal conditions. Now throw in lights, pink ball, and the cover of floodlights under the darkness. It really is quite something. I'm stretching here, but really, just believe me on this. Watch this game over the weekend. And, of course, it is at night, so it's not too bad for viewing here in South Africa. In football, the FA are looking to work with three homosexual gentlemen in a way of easing their coming out process. Now, this might sound strange to us open-minded folk, but some people in England are very anti-gay people playing sport, with as many as 8% saying that they'll no longer support their football teams if they find out that some of their players are gay. The FA are also looking to get...
You're some bitch, don't you? Fucking bitch!
Yeah, that's what's... Horrible dugout talk, isn't it? So the
FA is just the mum of one of those players. Terrible.
The FA are looking to also get more women or young girls involved in football from age of 12 and above, but they're going about it in quite a funny way. So look out for that on the internet today, the rest of the week. Basically, they're just very, very patronizing, naive towards girls' interests and all that kind of stuff. In football news from last night, Leicester lost to Bournemouth 1-0, and Everton beat Arsenal and ended their unbeaten run. So Arsenal first won at the beginning of the campaign. They went 14 games unbeaten. 2-1 they lost yesterday, though. In news tonight, Sunderland will take on Chelsea. Chelsea are looking for the golden 10 in a row win-wise, and if they win there, they'll just keep on stretching the league at the top of the table. Middlesbrough will take on Liverpool, Crystal Palace take on Man United, Man City versus Watford, and Spurs versus Hull, all on a Wednesday night. Can you believe it? Amazing. In PSL action, Cape Town City got hammered by Platinum Stars last night, and Maritzburg did the same over Pirates. Platinum Stars with a 4-0 victory, Maritzburg with a hard-fought 2-1 victory, but still was pretty comfortable for them. And then tonight in the PSL, you get to see Golden Arrows versus Wits, Highlands Park versus IS Cape Town, Polokwane City versus Chippa United, Free State Stars versus Baraka, and Kaizer Chiefs will take on Bloem Celtic. Abel Villiers is looking to pinpoint the 28th of January for his international return. He has stepped down, of course, as captain of the Test team. And he won't be playing Test cricket for this series, but he's thinking the ODIs will be a good return for him. So 28th of January in PE. If you miss any sport this week, go on to cliffcentral.com, find Ben's Sport. There's podcasts of my sport every single day.
Yeah,
if you miss out anything, anything at all, just go there.
Yeah, that's right. It's all, yeah, that's what's nice about podcasts is you get them when you want to. You don't have to listen to us 24/7. Who has the time?
Yeah, so if you want to know who won the Ballon d'Or or who got some votes, it's all there. If you want to know who the richest sports people are, it's all there.
Right.
If you want to find out in results and fixtures.
How far back can you go, Ben?
As far as you want. As far as you want, Gareth.
Really? Way back. Sorry, what was that, sir?
Way back.
Right, and if we want it?
If you want me, you can find me in the...
Right, on the podcasts. I got you. All right, very good. Okay, excellent. All right, everybody calm down. It's a hell of a morning. Hey, Matthew Moll's coming in to talk to us just now. I'm very excited to meet this guy again. He is a very successful musician by all standards, and he's doing incredible things in South Africa. People love him. He's got a great sound. It's very unique. It's very different. It's very original. And the guy is gearing up for the festive season like the rest of us. He's probably working nonstop at this time of year. I mean, that's what musicians do. This is peak season. So we'll find out what he's up to. He's popping by. I've got a clip from someone called Tess who sent us a little voice message. And we got to talk to Flax about those Bieber tickets, which people are furious about.
Oh, those VIP tickets.
Ooh, people are cross. And you don't really get anything for them. Like Flax told us, he told us the other day, you should listen to him.
I want to hear if Flax thinks that these VIP tickets, the cost of them are worth it. Because he's the biggest Justin Bieber fan I know.
And then a little look at Trevor Noah talking to Barack Obama.
Yes, this happened in the White House.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Trev, what a guy, huh? Trev is in the White House with President Obama. He sat down with the most powerful man in the world. This is a guy who was driving taxis not so long ago. Don't let anybody tell you that you don't matter and that you don't make a difference and that the world is not open to you. And don't believe these people who keep telling you how oppressed you are. If Trevor Noah believed any of that stuff, he wouldn't have got to where he is now. Am I right?
Yeah.
You got to have some confidence. Listen to this. Here he is talking to the most important man in the world.
Apologize, first of all. I know you've waited a long time for this and you wanted to make this happen. I'm sorry.
You guys wouldn't book us. I kept on calling.
I was focused on the election and I apologize. but let's get into it. No, thank you for being on the show. We are living through one of the craziest times ever. I mean, just before we came to the interview, more news broke. We heard that the CIA assessed with high confidence that the Russians were involved in the hacking of the DNC and the RNC with the specific intent of swaying the election in favor of Donald Trump. And we heard that, the president ordered a review of this from all intelligence agencies.
Right.
And you wanted the news or you wanted the briefings to be concluded before the inauguration of Donald Trump when he takes power. Why the rush?
Well, it's not a rush. Keep in mind that when the DNC got hacked, we immediately assigned our intelligence community, our law enforcement, to investigate what had happened. And we determined and announced in October that it was the consensus of all the intelligence agencies and law enforcement that that organizations affiliated with Russian intelligence were responsible for the hacking of the DNC materials that were being leaked. So that was a month before the election. This was not a secret. And the reason that I'm have called for a review is really to just gather all the threads of the investigations, the intelligence work that has been done over many months, so that the public and our elected representatives going forward can find ways to prevent this kind of interference from having an impact on the elections in the future. I will say this, though, Trevor, none of this should be a big surprise. This was reported
on. I'm so glad he didn't call him John Stewart. That would have been embarrassing. I was just waiting for him to say, Trevor, now I know it's okay. Whew. Okay. Everybody, we'll be back. Back in a moment.
Touch Central. Amplify in your HD radio experience this summer.
It's Fergie with MILFs, the Dave Ord remix. And she is one of those. She can say MILF without fear of contradiction. Now, for those who work, live, and play the night shift, get ready for a little company. My Night Shift is a brand new show here on Touch Central every weekday between 6 and 8 p.m. It's hosted by some of South Africa's biggest names. Tall Ass Mo, Nomza Mombata, and Tim Modise. Each of them salute a different night throughout the week through a series of interesting interviews, trending topic discussions, the latest music, and so much more. That's My Night Shift, weekdays between 6 and 8 p.m. Zero rated for the MTN family. Did you see the ad with Marvin? You are a friend of mine. Which is quite cute, actually. Normally these ads would wash over me, but that one stuck out because I love that song. The Night Shift. All right. Don't forget, Michael Moll will be with us in a little while. He'll be he's brought his guitar, which is excellent.
Speaking of songs, Gareth, would you like to hear what the top 10 goats...
What did I say? Did I say Michael?
Yeah.
Because I saw Michael Flax's message. So it's Matthew J. Moll. Sorry. You're Matthew J. Moll on Twitter. There we go. Go and look at it. Go and look it up so you don't make the same mistake I did.
See, Babs, when he was away, we didn't make mistakes like this with guests, did we?
Ah, fuck off, both of you. All right, moving on. Come on. You were saying?
Would you like to hear the top 10 go-to songs for sex?
Yes, definitely. Oh. This is going to be useful. Everybody sit up and pay attention. This is very important.
This is according to the Deezer study, Deezer.
Yeah, that's an app, right?
Yes. So,
All right, go ahead.
So in this study, what they have discovered is that music improves coitus.
Yeah.
This is according to a survey by the global music streaming service Deezer. But not all artists are equal in the bedroom. So firstly, let's look at some of the stats.
Okay.
Over half of the people who were surveyed said that listening to music while having sex improves their experience. A fifth of them claim that it makes them more aroused.
Yeah.
17% say that it makes things less awkward. Oh yeah, oh yeah. And 16% say that it simply makes sex better. Nearly a quarter of men claimed that music makes sex last longer for them, but only 9% of women agreed with the statement.
But it definitely has an effect.
Oh yeah, no. Music while you are doing the dirty nasty definitely has an effect.
It also disguises those disgusting body sounds.
Well, I mean, that's the awkward part, isn't it? Where people said that it makes things less awkward.
Sure.
I mean, all of that stuff.
A queef will throw a lot of people off.
A queef will always embarrass you as a woman. Right. It sounds weird. Okay. So here are the top 10 go-to songs according to the study. In 10th place, Sexy Back by Justin Timberlake. I don't know this song in 9th place. It's called Intro and it's by XX. I don't know. In 8th place is Coldplay's Magic. In 7th place is Ellie Goulding's Love Me Like You Do.
You're kidding.
Oh, that was that whole 50 Shades of Grey thing, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yes, you're right, Ben. In 6th place is Me and You by Cassie.
Me and You?
Yeah.
By who?
Cassie. P. Diddy's young thing. Then in 5th place we've got...
Hang on, I want to hear this song.
Oh, which one? Cassie?
Yeah, these two people are going at it right now. Oh, yeah. So you just hear Me and You. Let's go, Cassie, take it away. Alright. I like this.
Yeah, it's sexy, it's sensual.
Okay.
Then in 5th place, we've got Donna Summer.
Huh?
Donna Summer.
She works hard for the money?
No, definitely not that.
That's Hot Stuff.
No, Ben. It's Love to Love You, Baby. I think Beyoncé did Beyoncé did a remake of the song.
Well,
Love to Love You, Baby.
Correct.
Let's listen to the original from the Midnight Special in 1976. Yeah, this is definitely good music to have sex with.
Love to love you, baby.
Go on, let's go.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, 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 oh.
All right, that's good.
All right.
Love to love you, baby. What else?
Then in 4th place, we've got Beyoncé, Drunk in Love.
Oh, really?
We'll be all night.
People want to have sex to
that? Oh, my gosh, that is such a horrible song.
Really?
Yeah, but you don't like Beyoncé, Ben, so everything of hers is horrible.
It's not that I don't like Beyoncé. I thought in Destiny's Child she had a role to play. But that song is dreadful. Like the wailing is just... Firstly, she hasn't been drinking because she doesn't drink. So you can't believe a word she says for the rest of the song.
That's true, actually. She's a liar.
So she lies in the first line. You can't...
It seems to work for some people.
Uh-huh. Just turn that outside mic off. This guy is... I mean...
All right, next.
Okay, this I don't understand. In third place, Lil Wayne. Lollipop.
Ooh. Yeah, well, look, 14-year-olds are having sex nowadays, Mubs. Let's not fight it.
Flex, do you want to fight for Lil Wayne and Lollipop? Come in here and sit down.
Yeah, let's see if Flex thinks this is a good song to have sex to.
Do you think this is a great song for? Like a lollipop. You like it?
The entire song is a metaphor for sex.
Right.
The lollipop is a penis.
That's what we...
She is licking the penis. Right.
There's no imagination required.
No. He legit says it word for word.
I would say, as Lil Wayne's songs go, this is probably right up there.
Okay.
Number two?
Number two is Marvin Gaye.
Yeah.
Let's Get It On.
That's the one.
That's a classic, man.
Let's Get It On is the one. That is the... Whenever you think about sex, this comes up in your head. Listen. Listen. Everybody. Alright.
Thing is though, you play this song and a girl is gonna laugh at you.
No, she won't.
She will. Trust me, you bring a girl home, okay? And the first time that you embark in coitus, you play this, she's gonna just pack out laughing.
Why, is it too cheesy?
Yeah, completely.
There's something about those notes in the beginning.
I agree, it's a great song, unlike that Beyonce crap. How many movies has this song been used just for that?
Yeah, you're right. And number one?
Well, before I get to the number one song, they did also name some artists where, you know, respondents in the survey felt it had the opposite effect on them. So, for example, on the other end of the scale, Justin Bieber, any Justin Bieber song, they said no.
Oh, really? Bad for sex?
Yeah.
Huh?
These respondents said no, Justin Bieber is a flop. They also don't like making love to... Eminem.
Well, that's understandable. Well, I mean, there's a screaming white guy in your room. But surely Bieber's never say never.
I don't know. I mean, these are, I don't even know what's the age group of these respondents because they're not Bieber fans.
Can I suggest a song?
Okay.
Just off the top of my head, here's a good one. I've got big balls. Oh. I've got big balls. No? What do you think?
No, not so much.
How about this one? I like to fuck the shit out of you. Like to fuck the shit out of you. Like to fuck the shit out of you. Yeah. Like to fuck the shit out of you.
Some people might not like country.
Oh.
Yeah, you see. At the top of this list, it was pop music, followed by R&B, and then rock music. These are the turn-on music, but heavy metal didn't get such a good vote.
How about
right?
this one? I kissed a girl, and I liked her. I dropped my top down at the beach or on the town. From Malibu to Jersey Shore, don't you eno, not a whore. What do you think? Tan Mom? No?
No, also not Tan Mom. Anyway, the number one song
this
is...
one. Oh. I'm not hitting the right notes with you, Mubs. How about this one?
Ah, wow. No. No.
Really? That's such a sexy song, though. Are you sure?
No. By the way, Simple Temba on Twitter says that he's listening to us in the office and people thought he was watching porn.
Oh, I'm sorry. I should have turned that
down.
We're
going to find out anyway at some stage.
Okay, the number one song
is...
Rihanna.
No, don't say it.
It's Rihanna, Ben.
With?
Skin. That was voted the number one song in this survey.
All right.
And how does Skin go again?
Let me find it for you quickly. I've got every song in the world right here.
You do.
I really do. So it's not this.
No, it's not. It's definitely not that.
I'll come back to this. Here's Rihanna with Skin. This is pretty sexy, actually. Yeah, I get this. At this point, you're getting the lotion.
The lube. TV on blast,
turn it down, turn it down. Clean, making sure that you washed out your private parts.
Oh, yeah. I know you hate.
This is the point where you like look in the mirror and you go, I'm not that drunk. You got me moaning now. I got a secret that I want. You roll on the condom. Oh, so sexy. And then you walk out and you go into the bedroom and she's asleep. You're like, really?
See, the only problem with Rihanna's song is that you're having second thoughts, like, do they have an STD?
Oh, Ben, that's what a terrible thing to say. What a terrible thing to say. I
thought you were thinking that.
I have to tell you, I really do think that the greatest song in the whole world to have sex to has got to be this. You ready?
You know, I was wondering.
Don't you think?
We've done so well not to have any pedophile jokes this whole show, and you bring this in.
It's a bit high tempo for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Not even. You don't even like that?
A bit high tempo.
Okay. All right, well, can that. Fine. Everybody has different ideas. Everybody has their favorites.
So I've got the new emojis. Wow.
There's you love them?
There's a 69 emoji.
No.
Ooh.
No, seriously.
No.
Seriously, when you go into like the icons and the purple thingies.
Yeah.
Go look. I'm not making this up. It's right next to the one.
What is the purple thingy?
It's right next to the one with a child on his knees praying.
What?
Hang on. If you go like deep into your emojis, after all the different hearts and stationery, and then you get to like the purple ones before you get to like the stop streets signs.
Yeah, I got the purple ones. All right.
And look, there's this. Okay, you haven't downloaded the new software.
I have.
Have you? See the 69.
Oh my God! Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird. 69.
Huh. These new emojis are amazing. I mean, the Harambe looks really good.
Harambe's great.
Everything looks really good. And then there's like cross dresses. There's someone watching porn on a laptop.
I don't know if that's porn, Ben.
Well, okay. There's a water polo player. There's a juggler. There's gold, silver, and bronze medals.
Really? So you can even include the bronze medal.
And there's even a gymnast showing her urat. And a croissant.
You want to see the gymnast showing your urat?
Yes, please. She's doing a handstand and she's got her legs open.
Yeah, right. That's very good. Isn't that exciting? Brand new emojis. Just in time for the holidays. Woo! How exciting. Okay, everybody, we got to get to Matthew Moll. He's coming in to join us in a little while. We're going to talk to him, and we will find out all about what he's up to. We'll also take your calls, your messages, your tweets. You know how to get hold of us, 0861-555-189.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a tab of yellow sunshine LSD. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 200 reds and a tab of yellow sunshine LSD. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 3 pounds of grass, 200 reds and a tab of yellow sunshine LSD. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 4 grams of hash, 3 pounds of grass, 200 reds and a tab of yellow sunshine LSD. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me.
We wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings to you for all of the years. Good tidings for Christmas and a Happy New Year. Yay!
CliffCentral.com.